Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Scott?
Yeah.
Great, Scott. My name is Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How are you doing this Tuesday, sir?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. My countdown to Friday just started like an hour ago.
I'm just kidding.
Yes, sir. So just to verify, it's Smith Enterprises, LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Yep. And I ran a scan online for your business. Not much out there now, right? It's just Angie Leads?
Yes.
Okay. So we'll be able to help you out big time. And to answer your question about the website, I'll make sure Tara knows too. So with our new and business packages, we actually include a custom Google compliant website at no additional charge. Now, a website isn't needed to be placed on the first page of Google, but it makes you look better online when you have your photos, a description on your company, your attached reviews. So we have you covered there is all I'm saying. Okay.
Okay.
Now, have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you know how it works?
No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Okay. So when you do a search on Google, okay, those companies that show up for a reason. So what we're going to do is optimize you for 15 different keyword phrases on the first page of Google. So for example, when somebody types in tree trimming, land clearing, hardscaping, or any of the services that you provide, you get 15 phrases total. Your company will show up as a top recommended option where they can click to call you or click to view your website. Does that all make sense so far?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And regarding the website, I'm sending you a text message now with a current client's website. That way you have an idea of what it would look like. Okay?
Okay.
So that should be coming to you now. Going a little slow. It's weird. Okay. Now, what also is included in this is we have to boost your online presence for you to show up on the first page of Google. So what that means is we're going to submit you to a total of 60 online directories. This will include, for example, Facebook, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, Apple, even Amazon Alexa. So literally all across the internet. And one of our newest features regarding Facebook is we actually bundle in Facebook advertising with this package. Are you familiar with Facebook ads? Have you ever seen those before?
No.
Okay, it's pretty cool. So it does retargeting. So for example, if I search like pavers, right, online, when I go to my Facebook feed, paving ads will show up on my feed as long as I'm in their service radius. Okay. And it's the same type of deal as Google. From there, we could click the call or we could click to see more info taking us to your website. So it'll work the exact same for you, Scott.
Okay. All right.
Now, last but not least, you will also have a tracking and reporting system. This is just going to show you everything we're doing and all your results in one convenient location. Searches, clicks, calls, views to the website. We literally track everything here.
Okay. All right.
Now, down to pricing. So the way the rates work, everything here is month-to-month, no contracts. We are a performance-based company. And with the new in business rate, we're going to be able to bring our platinum package down. And this will never go up on you to just $299 a month.
Okay.
Now, first thing I want to do is have everything sent off to you in writing. What is the best email address for you, Scott?
It is ARCTIC.
Okay.
CAT0218@yahoo.com.
18@yahoo.com. Thank you for spelling that out for me too. So that's ARC. Oh, I messed something up. So ARCTICTAT.
It's It's A-R-C-T-I-C.
Okay.
C-A-T. 0218@yahoo.com.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do, because mine's coming up as an invalid email. I'm just going to text it to you. I got to be a letter off or something.
How did you spell it? Is it A-R-C-T-I-C and then no space C-A-T again?
Yeah, so I have A as in Apple, R as in Robert, C as in Charlie, T as in Thomas, I as in Igloo, C as in Charlie, T as in Thomas, A as in Apple.
Oh, no, it's another two C's.
Two C's. Okay, got it. All right. There we go. Now I came up as valid. Pretty cool. Our system, it'll say, like, invalid email when I enter it in without even sending the email. It's crazy. all right. So the first email coming to you now, it's going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. This will have the full outline of the program. So everything we just went over in writing. And in a moment here, after I activate your account, you'll receive from Local Splash Support your welcome email, your initial invoice, and your login credentials for your tracking system.
Okay.
Now, this phone number, the 401-644-9995, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And you're going to have some more text messages coming through to you now. This next one is my direct line and extension. You're going to want to save that in your phone when you get a chance. I will be your account lead on this. So anytime you have questions, want to make changes, just call me directly. All right?
Okay.
I'm also sending you a YouTube video. It's about 6 minutes long. It just shows you the features you have on your tracking system and exactly how to use them. Very, very easy. Now, the company name, the way you want it branded all across the internet, is Smith Enterprises LLC. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And we do need to have a postcard from Google sent directly to you, Scott. The address I see here is 20 Bryant Place. That's in West Warwick. 02893. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And is that your residential address?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to hide that address online. That way you don't have random people show up at your house.
Okay. Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I always ask, especially for contractors, because you guys usually go to the client. They don't come to you, you know?
So do you do stuff like when you type in, like, for instance, are you like a Rhode Island branch? Because I know this was a Rhode Island number. Like, do you guys in Rhode Island?
No, we're in California. So we use a voice over internet number for two reasons. One, because it like helps with the phone bill, I guess. But the main reason is you guys answer the phone. so it's pretty cool.
Okay.
This number, you call this back and you get a random person on the floor. But to get me directly, you want to call our 877 number with my extension 711. We're based out of California, though, to answer your question.
Okay. Yeah, no. The only reason why I ask is, like, for instance, if you look up, like, say, like, extra space storage or something in Rhode Island or, like, you know, auto body.
That's one of our clients. That's one of our clients, extra space storage. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so that's one of our biggest clients, too. But we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. So to find us, you just do Local Splash in Fountain Valley or whatnot. But we've been in business 17 years, coming up on 18 in December. We are a Google Premier partner, and we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. So you're in good hands with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Even in the email I sent you, the extra space storage, like, CEO, he did, like, a video on us, you know? So that's, like, one of our clients who, like, boast about. Yeah. They've been working with us, I think, for, like, the past 13 or 14 years. It's been a while, so. All right, so service radius. We're able to do up to a 50-mile radius max. It looks like you do travel that far for new clients, right?
Yeah. Like I said, I do all of Rhode Island. And then I do, like I said, some of Connecticut, some of Mass, depends. But yeah.
Okay, so I'll put you in for a max then. And let's see. Yeah, to get outside of 50, we have to do like multi locations. So to keep the cost down though, we'll just keep it at one location and do the max. That should be enough territory for you. Now talk to me about your services. Is it like landscape construction? Are you doing hardscaping, tree work? You tell me.
So I do a whole bunch of things. Like exactly hardscaping, as far as like new lawns, stump removal, you know, I take out bushes. I do small tree work. I'm not a tree company, so I don't do big trees. Like I'll do like tiny ones. I do land clearing, you know, site preparation.
Okay.
I basically do everything you can do for landscaping, but I don't mow. That's the only thing I don't do. I don't mow lawns.
Got it.
I don't do snow removals, but I do leaf cleanup. So I'm very big in leaf cleanup.
Okay.
I actually just had a ton of customers for leaf cleanup.
Okay.
I do all sorts of different things. Like I do patios, I do stone walls, just not concrete stuff. It's hard to differ that kind of stuff because a lot of people that want me to do walls and stuff, they're like, oh cool, you do concrete. And I said, no. I said, ironically, I don't. I said, I do like paver patios and like veneer on the side of houses and stuff, but I don't do, you know, like concrete walkways and stuff. You know what I mean? I don't really know how they differ.
Well, the good way to explain that is going to be on your website, right? That's why I'm asking you these questions. We want to know your business. That way we can brand it online properly and bring you the type of customers you want. Now, the thing is, though, somebody's looking for, like, a patio install, right? You want them calling you regardless because then you can kind of pitch them on your paving patios or et cetera, you know? But are you doing, like, fencing, decks, anything else we should know about?
I do fencing. I take on certain fencing jobs, but yes, I do fencing. I've done a lot of fencing. But no, I don't do anything with decks, or anything like carpentry or mechanical or anything like that. No.
Okay. Got it. So let me tell you what I have so far, just to make sure I have it correctly. So hardscaping, landscape construction, you're doing like small trees and bushes, right? Land clearing,
yeah.
Site preparation, leaf cleanup's big for you. Patios, stone walls, paver patios, I try to clarify that. And then fencing as well. Is that all accurate?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. You could always, too, modify this stuff, right? Like if you add services or you take services out or anything, just keep us in the loop, you know? Now, Facebook. Do you currently have a business Facebook page or a personal page?
I do. I actually have both, but I got
awesome.
The business part of, you know, business.
So let me look it up. So is it under Smith Enterprises LLC?
I'm sorry, you cut out. What happened?
Oh, I asked the Facebook page. Is it under Smith Enterprises LLC?
Yeah.
Okay. So let me pull it up. If it doesn't show on our... Go ahead.
I also have an Instagram, too.
Perfect. Okay, we can show you how to link those. Because when we do your Facebook ads, it'll be on Facebook, but it can also show on Instagram when the pages are linked. And we can help you with that. Okay?
So you just said you don't see anything for the Smith Enterprise LLC on Facebook, right? I just clicked on it on the Facebook. I got it up right here. It's Smith Enterprises, yes. LLC.
No, I said I'm just looking for it. But if I'm not able to find it, then I have another remedy where I could do a scan. And I always like to just send it to you guys to make sure I have the right one pulled up, okay? So give me one quick second. Let me do the scan, too. Quick sec here.
So this is going to be as people type into Google, my business is just going to pop up.
Yes, and it does retargeting on Facebook, and it will do Instagram as well once your Instagram page is linked to the Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, plus you get that website as well, so a lot of bang for your buck, for sure. But the majority of the calls from this come from Google and Facebook, to answer your question.
So basically, this is just like a local sponsor, basically just advertising. So, like, so for instance, it's like Angie's List, where they recommend me jobs. You recommend me month to month to the website, like Google and stuff, and it's month by month. So, like, if I don't want to do it anymore, I don't have to, but, you know, it's month by month.
Correct. It's month to month, no contracts. The reason we do it that way is we're confident once you see the results, you would stick it out. And this is definitely online advertising. Now, I know you mentioned Angie Leads. Google, we actually have our own lead program. It's through Google Guarantee. And basically, the benefit of Google Guarantee is the leads that come through, they're sent directly to you. So you don't share them with other companies. And it comes through via phone call. Now, the kicker on it, why it's so popular really, is if you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead, then you will not be charged for the lead. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So I'll send you info on that as well. In fact, I sent you that Facebook page too via text. So when you get a chance, if you could just make sure I have the right one pulled up.
Yep, let me take a look at it right. Give me 1 second, and I'll look.
And I'll check your lead fees out in the meantime, too, just so you know what that would be if you decide to go with Google Guarantee, too. And Google Guarantee, you could start with it. You could do it in the future. I'm actually the main person that sets those accounts up, so I'm real familiar with it.
Okay, yep. You did write Facebook, just so you know, yep.
That's the correct one. All right, awesome. And let's see. All right, so you would fall under actually the landscaper vertical. That's going to give you hardscaping, landscape construction. It's basically, it's no mowing. There's no landscape maintenance involved with it. If you were to do Google Guarantee, the cost per lead would be $40 per lead. And that does not fluctuate on you. It doesn't go like up or down like other lead programs. Google does require a minimum budget though. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. That would be for, what is it, $520.
Okay. With the advertising and everything?
With Google Guarantee. Yeah. So basically that 520 is just 40 times 13. And that guarantees you up to 13 leads. Now, your lead fees do roll over. So, for example, let's say you took on one lead and decided to turn it off for whatever reason. The following month, you wouldn't be charged $520. You would only be charged for the one qualified lead you took on, $40.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Now, when I say I do this from month to month, and you know, I'm just talking about the actual local splash and stuff.
Yeah, the base program.
And I have a website.
Mm-hmm.
Once, you know, I mean, if it all goes good, obviously I'd stay, you know, and it wouldn't be a big deal to me. But if I did want to cancel, so that website then cancels, right? And then I have to,
No, we have two options. We actually have two options for you because we understand our clients put like their website on their trucks and their business cards and their t-shirts and stuff. Yeah,
I mean,
so
I'm sorry, not my website. My logo. I'm sorry, not my website.
Yeah. Well, your logo, and I'm sure eventually you'll get your domain on there too, right? So we don't like hijack your website. We have two options if you were to leave us. The first option is you could buy the website out for $99. So it's just a one-time $99 fee. You got to host it yourself, though, and maintain it. Or you could pay us to continue hosting the website for you at $49 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So either option. So the website you get, you can definitely start putting that on all your stuff. Because if you were – our goal is to keep you on, right, long-term. But if you were to leave in the future, right, we don't hijack your website. You have those two options available.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I sent you info on Google Guarantee. Like I mentioned to you, I'm the main person that sets those accounts up to you. So I will definitely be following up with you and see when you're ready to upgrade to that. Just keep in mind for that program, there's a couple requirements. You have to be licensed, you have to be insured, and the company owner has to go through a background check.
See, two of those is not a big deal. One of them kind of is, only because, and I fought with Angie's leads on this. So there's actually three things I do want to say, like, real quick. Is one of them is I'm very big on when I talk to somebody, like, mm-hmm. like for instance, the woman that got me Angie's leads, and she kept calling and calling and calling. She's like, oh, I'm here whenever you need me. You know, obviously, if I'm not calling at 7, 8 o'clock at night, you know, everybody's got lives and stuff like that, and weekends, cool. But I, you know, same thing with a couple other things that I've tried. You know, I'm very big on, you know, I mean, obviously if I call you and you don't answer or whatever, and you're going to call me back, that's fine. You know what I mean? That happens with me with business. But, you know, a lot of times, like with that Angie's leads person, like, I call and call, you know, during the day because I had questions and I wanted to deal with them. Whoever I talk to is who I like to deal with. And obviously, right. if you're not in or whatever, fine. But I am very big on communication, and I've called a bunch of times, and she's like, oh, I'll even give you a personal number just so you can text me, you know, in case, you know, you need anything. I've texted and texted, and I don't ever get any, you know, every now and then I get a response, and I'm very big on communication. As a business owner, that is the biggest thing is communication. If I'm not communicating with my customers, same thing with these websites and stuff, then, you know, you tend not to care. And with the Angie's leads, you know, I'm doing all right now. I had a lot of problems with them before because it was kind of a waste of my time. And it wasn't really 100% their fault, but a lot of the stuff that they were sending me, people weren't putting in the right categories or stuff, and I was paying for leads that had nothing to do with what I was even doing. But the next thing is background check, fine. Obviously, I had to have it for Angie's leads. I don't even have a speeding ticket. I've never even been pulled over, so that's fine. I don't have any criminal record. I don't have anything. The insurance, I have full insurance. I have really good coverage and stuff like that. But when it comes to the licensing, that's the part that bothers me a little bit, because you don't, not like I'm trying to do septic systems and stuff, and tree work and stuff, but to do what I do, like stump removal, new lawns, land clearance, you know, stuff like that, you don't actually have to be licensed for that. And I've talked to many people that do it, and I've talked to many, you know, things, and you don't actually have to be licensed to do anything. Like, Angie's leads, like, oh, sorry, I can't give you lawn work because you don't have a license. I said, license? What do you need a license for? To put dirt on the ground. You know what I'm trying to say?
Right. So, I mean, you don't even do lawn work. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's not your fault. It's not anybody else's fault. I don't agree with it, only because you don't, it's like septic systems you need a license for. And I get that. I've worked with people that have licenses for septics, and I've helped them, and, you know, you have to have license. Same with tree work. You have to have an arborist license to do tree work and stuff like that. But as far as actual, you know, stuff that I do, you don't actually technically have to have it, even though I guess they recommend it or whatever, but that'd just be the only thing that, you know,
for Google Guarantee.
It's hard for me.
Right. Well,
yeah,
well, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Well, let me just tell you real quick too. I'm huge on communication. I heard you loud and clear with everything you're saying. I actually have a big background too in customer service with a huge company called BSH. They do like Bosch, Thermador, Gaggenau. So, you have my direct line and extension. They don't allow me to give my personal phone number out. But basically, anytime within business hours, you can call. And if I'm on the phone with another client, I always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. And if I'm not, I just answer the call live. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. I don't need no anybody's personal numbers. I'd be texting people at 7, 8 o'clock. I get people have things to do, you know, stuff like that. But when I talk to like I said, the Andrew Leeds person, I talked to this, and there was another guy. He's like, hey, my name's Mike or something. He goes, I'm going to be supporting you through this whole thing. And when I call people and stuff like that, like, I get it. You know, you're busy, you call me back. But days and days, like, I don't like that. Like I said, if I did that to customers, I wouldn't be in business. if I didn't have communication with them. And that's what I tried telling, you know, a couple of those people. And they're just like, well, basically didn't really know what to tell me. And I'm like, well, I know what to tell you. I'm not dealing with you.
Right, right. As you shouldn't, you know. You don't have to worry about that with me though. My wife, even if I was out, my wife works at the same company, so she checks my voicemails even and stuff when I'm out, and she calls you, you know. So regardless, you're going to be called, you know. So,
yeah, like I said, I don't expect, you know, drop anything, you know, he called, you know what I mean? But
well, I like to take them as they come in. You know what I'm saying? So when you guys call, I answer the phone, or if I'm on the phone, like I'm on it with you now, I call you back right after I'm off the phone with them, you know? Because you're absolutely right. You know, you're paying for a service. I mean, communication is huge, and usually it's something simple. You just want a photo changed, or you want a certain keyword added, or a service added, and, you know, super, super duper simple, you know? So when you call, what I'm saying is, I will be there for you. Now on the second point with the licensing requirement, we have to go off of what Google requires. So what I'm doing actually, and this is just for Google Guarantee, so not the base program. What I'm doing right now is I'm checking the requirements in your area. That way you have a full, like, will you qualify for it or not? You know what I'm saying? So give me one quick second here. I just have to create a dummy account. Yeah. Here we go. Hit agree. Next. Let's see. Hit next. All right. We're almost there. All right. So proof of insurance is required. You said you have that, and it's low too. It's just a limited liability for at least $500,000, you know. The landscaper license, let me see what it says here. There's two different licenses that are acceptable, a general and residential contractor and residential contractor, which those sound the exact same to me, but so it does require the license for the Google Guarantee program. What I'll do is I'll reach out to our Google rep and just explain the situation. But they take a long time to make any changes, just so you know, with the Google Guarantee stuff.
If they get one, that's no problem. It's just not something that I'm going to be able to do, you know, right now. You know, it'd probably take me a few weeks at least, or whatever. I don't even know what goes into it. I don't know, you know.
Yeah, so just put the Google Guarantee on the back burner then, and once you have the licensing, then, so it's a general and residential contractor registration, or a residential contractor registration is what it says. I could email you like a photo even of exactly what they're requiring, that way you know exactly what to get, you know. But in the meantime, just put Google Guarantee on the back burner until you have that, you know.
Okay.
So you still get the Facebook ads, the Instagram link to it, the Google front page placement, the website, the 60 directories, the tracking system, you know. All right. Now, let me see. So I got the services. We got the radius. Just for account purposes, Scott, is your last name Smith?
Yes.
All right. I figured, you know. Sometimes it goes over my head, you know. It'll be like Smith Roofing, and I'm like, what's your last name? So. Yeah, and in a second here, so I'm your account lead, okay? I want to be clear on that, but I'm going to assign a technician to your company who, like, builds the website. They're going to go over your keyword phrases with you and get your Facebook ads launched. So I do need to schedule a client interview for you and them. Before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information. And I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This just outlines our service agreement that everything's month to month here, Scott. There are no contracts.
Okay. All right.
Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you're going to be using to secure the position with today, is it Scott Smith on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
There's a middle.
All right. What's the middle initial?
W.
W like William. Got it. And billing address. Oh, go ahead.
what's the month to month
$299.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a set flat rate, so it will never go up on you. All right.
Okay.
And the billing address, is it the same 20 Bryant Place?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And the card you're going to be using, is it a Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
Hold on.
Yeah, take your time.
It's 4652.
Mhm.
8700.
Okay.
0109.
Mhm.
5313.
Expiration?
0526.
And the 3-digit code on the back.
689.
All right. So what I'm doing now, Scott, is coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you now. In this part, if I sound like a robot, it's because I'm reading the script, okay? So it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Smith Enterprises, LLC.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Scott Smith, an owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is October 4th, 2022, and the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. So, Scott, I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you for going with Local Splash.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yes, sir. That last part's my favorite to read. So, the next step is scheduling that client interview. Before I do that, though, I have a few more questions for you. We just want to know your preference, Scott. Do you normally prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
So sometimes if I get a phone call that I don't recognize, I tend not to answer it.
Okay.
I prefer, like, I don't know if you can do it, that's not going to be a pain. Like, if you text me, I will get back more than a phone call.
Okay.
You know, or if you were to call me and say, hey, you know, you're going to be getting a call from this number. Can you, you know, because what happens is a lot of times is I, you know, like the 877 numbers and stuff or 788, whatever it is. Angie's lead calls me with the customer's phone number and stuff like that. And I don't answer a lot because I already have it app, and I already have it on the damn text message that they send at 9 o'clock at night.
Right. Okay.
And stuff like that. So I tend not to answer those because, again, I already have the information 5 times.
Right. So when I call you, because I work on the account management side, so we always call from the number that's showing on your caller ID now. So that voice over internet number. The tech side, so the one doing building the website, doing the keyword phrases, all the techie stuff, right? They're gonna call you from that 877 number that I texted you. Okay. If it makes it easier for you too, I can toggle something where I just call you from our same 877 number as well. But I'll put in the notes here that if phone call, if you don't answer, just send a text letting you know we called, right?
Okay.
That's not a pain at all. We have it like automatically set up, so that's perfectly fine. Okay, so I put phone call or text, and let me see here. Okay, so we figured out the insurance. You're just going to work on the licensing for later, right? For the Google Guarantee.
Yeah. So
take your time with it too.
I did do the signature and stuff on the thing.
Perfect.
For a username.
Yeah, let me jump over to that real quick. So the username's your phone number. Real easy to remember, right? Unless you just got a brand new phone.
Yep.
The password is going to auto-generate one for you. I'm going to send it to you via email and via text message, and I'll give it to you verbally too, so you can log in now. Give me one quick sec here. I always am interested to see which one they make, you know? It's always a different password when I do this. Okay, so yours, it's all lowercase letters, all one word. Good, like G-O-O-D,
yep.
And then social, S-O-C-I-A-L.
Okay, yep.
And I just emailed and texted it to you now, too.
Okay.
All right. So when you log into that, it's going to say connect your Google listing or your Google profile is not verified. Don't worry about that right now. They'll get that squared away in the client interview. What you can get a jump on, and it's going to be pretty blank right now, like promote a URL will be your domain that they're going to get for you in the client interview. What you can get a jump on, though, is if you click on business info, and again, this is blank to the keywords, the content, et cetera, but if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you'll see media, okay? That's where you're able to add your photos into.
Oh, jobs?
Yeah, like your job, even new ones that you get, right? So you get new jobs, you can add them in here, and they'll upload to your website. We'll use them for your Facebook posts, your Google posts, et cetera. Okay? Now, another thing I want you to kind of get used to, are you searching on a desktop right now or a mobile device?
I am doing right now I'm on the mobile device, the cell phone. I'm actually at a laptop right now. I do have one question for you. I had somebody design my website, and I mean my website, my Facebook.
Your logo?
And stuff
okay. Okay.
The question with that is, if I were to hire somebody, so I'm thinking about hiring somebody to tackle all my my Instagram account and my Facebook, like I talked about it before. So is that not something that they can do anymore?
No, they can. They can definitely do that, but that's part of what we're doing too. So there's two people that run our Facebook department. It's Lydia and Kyle, and they are like Facebook gurus. Like, it's insane the stuff they do. So you can hire the person. Like, I know you probably kind of have that set up, right? So they can jump in, and they'll probably want to be working with Kyle and Lydia more frequently. But basically, that's part of what we're doing for you. We're going to spice up your Facebook page. We're going to be doing your ads for you, the retargeting, adding posts on Facebook. but it doesn't hurt to have somebody else on there too. So it's definitely like, it won't hurt it, but you're going to want to have them, get in touch with, Kyle and Lydia, who's doing the Facebook. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
You'll get a kick out of Kyle too, man. He's got like this, Australian accent or something. He's pretty cool. Yeah.
Now, does he talk to me a lot or whatever, or does,
It'll be either one of those two. It's either going to be Lydia or Kyle. They have a team under them, but they're really hands-on with the Facebook stuff. So you
okay,
will
you know,
be...
I have to have that person do the Facebook. It doesn't matter to me. I just didn't know where that fit. There's tons of other things I need that, you know, like I'm thinking about having somebody to answer all the calls for my job and stuff, and that'd be, you know, part of it. You know, I'm just so busy that, you know, if I get a, you know, That's why I would like the interview. Like, I'm working all day answering customers' calls and doing this and doing that. You know, I'd like to have somebody to answer all the calls for me, get them all scheduled, get everything all done, you know, and stuff like that. So I just want to know what they should be doing and what they should be. You know what I mean?
Right. Would you want to do?
If it's part of the service to do the Facebook, I might as well just not have them touch it. You know what I mean?
Right. Because it's good for them to be, because it's not like a you sign up and disappear type thing, right? Like, there's a lot that goes into it. We need the postcard from Google. We send you a request review link just to make you look better online. We need to know about changes, et cetera. So if you hire that person, what I'd recommend is letting us know about it. We add their name on file, and that way they're able to call and just make sure get all that information that we need, and they can make sure everything's running smoothly while you're doing the jobs. So I don't think it's not going to take their whole day, like a whole 8-hour shift, right? But it'd definitely be good to add them on here so that they're able to call in and make changes, you know, if needed.
Okay, so if I want to add somebody on there to authorize to do that, I can.
Correct. And we need to hear it from you. So, yeah, exactly. So let's say I've had clients before that, like, their wife will call in, and we have to call the husband to get, like, permission first. So once you have that person set in play, just call me, let me know, and I'll add them in for you, no problem. Okay?
Okay. I'm just thinking about it. You know what I mean? I'm not at that point yet. But, yeah, I'm definitely thinking about that real soon here.
Yeah. No, it is. I think it's great to have that type of person because – you guys get busy with work, you know, and it's hard to take care of, you know, answering the phones and scheduling the appointments and doing the jobs and at the same time adding new photos. And, you know, I think it'd be great for you to have somebody like that for sure, you know. Okay, next question. So one of our newest features, this is included at no additional charge, we created an app. It's called the Splash Call app. Take zero battery. What it does is it tracks all your calls that come through from this program. And another feature of it is it blocks like robocalls and spam calls from coming through. Do you want me to have them add that on?
Can you always add that on like eventually?
Anytime. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just stick with this and then we'll do that after, I guess, if I'm getting really annoyed with people.
All right. So I'll put a no for now, but I'll put maybe later. I'll keep following up with you too regarding Google Guarantee. So I'll just touch base with you like, hey, do you want the Splash Call app enabled now? You know, and again, that's no additional charge. Now let's get this client interview scheduled for you. We block off a full hour for the appointment, okay? Usually, though, it takes about 30 minutes or so. Let me see the availability. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Is later or earlier better for you? Because they have a 6 o'clock tomorrow, but they have as early as, 10 a.m.
Oh, wait, you said 6 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes, sir.
I could do 6 o'clock in the afternoon tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. There's other slots, too, if another time works best for you. Like, they have a 4 o'clock appointment, they have a 10 a.m., an 11 a.m., a 12, you know.
Yeah, no, the 6 would be good because with my kind of work, too, sometimes I'm sitting in the machine, for, you know, for all day and stuff, and a lot of times I can't hear the phone or stuff like that, and, you know, just all different things, customers call and everything like that, so I want to make sure that my, you know, my time with you is 100% not disturbed and everything's good.
Perfect. Okay. So let me submit that, and you don't have to be, like, in front of a computer. They send everything via email with, like, your keywords. They'll be added to your tracking system, et cetera. But if you are in front of a computer, that's fine, too. So I'm sending you a calendar invite right now. And tomorrow, 1 hour before the appointment, so at 5 p.m., you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. Okay?
Okay.
And they will be calling from that 877 number that I texted you. Do you remember my extension, Scott?
Did you sent it to me, right?
I sent it, yeah. Super Eats 711. 711. So anytime you have questions, just call me directly. Like I mentioned, if I'm on the phone with another client, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Really big on that.
Okay. Yeah, I see it. That's cool.
Okay.
Another thing, logo. Do you design a logo?
So the logos we create, they're kind of, we do, but they're kind of like generic logos. They're not like, we're not like a graphic design company, right? So we can include a logo. What they'll do is they'll make like different options for you to select. But you currently have one, right? Let me see.
I have like my logo. So I have a logo that I can always text into there or whatever. And when I say logo, I mean like it just says my business name in like a fancy font or whatever.
Okay.
You know, eventually I'm gonna add like an actual logo with like a machine or something in my you know lettering and stuff, but I don't have that right now.
Okay. So I'm going to put this in the notes. Our guy that does the logos, his name's Steve Lyons. He's really good. So I'll send him a message too so he has a heads up on it. But we'll design you a few different logos and show them to you. That way you can decide. Just again, it's not like what we're known for is the logo creation. It's all I just want to be straight up with you, you know. But I'll definitely include that. And it's included at no additional charge too, just so you know.
Okay.
All right. So any other questions or like requests that I can help with?
No, that's very good. So tomorrow at 6?
Yes, sir. From 6 to 7, they will be calling from our 877 number. Okay. And another thing, too, if you get a call, so they call from the 877 number in our IT side. But I'll be calling from this number. If you get another call from, like, they say, hey, pay $10 more for your Google listing. Don't do it. It's bogus. Okay. I had a couple clients where this happened to them and they called me and let me know. So now I'm just letting all my new clients know because I don't want to see anybody get like scammed or anything, you know?
Huh.
All right. And if that does happen, let us know because if you have the Splash Call app, we can even block those. Plus we can block those for all our clients. So if that does happen to you, just give me a heads up. That way I could submit it to Steve to block for all of our clients. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And I hope that didn't like scare you. I just want to make sure nothing bad happens to any of my clients. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. So yeah, look out for that call tomorrow at 6, from our 877 number. And again, if you ever have any questions, you could email, text, or call me. And if I'm on the phone, I'll call you back right after I'm off the phone with them. Okay?
Okay. What's the normal business hours again?
Oh, so you have 3 hours on us. So it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. your time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay?
All right. Awesome.
All right. Hey, congratulations again, Scott. I look forward to being your account lead on this, and we will be speaking with you tomorrow. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. You're welcome, sir. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, you too. Bye.